Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Great to have you wherever you are. So happy to be with you in your morning routine, commute, whatever the case may be. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She always joins us on a Thursday morning to preview what's in the paper. And this segment of the Pensacola Morning News is brought to you by Dale's Marine Construction. Live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, and Merry Christmas, you know, keeping in the spirit of the season.
Yes, ma'am. Merry Christmas, indeed. We're 1 week away. It's panic time. All right, in the paper today, you got a story about angels paying utility bills?
Well, Mike Asmond, who owns Gulf Breeze Pools and Spas, he has been every year for 7 years going to the city of Gulf Breeze trying to find out who is about to be cut off at Christmas time. He doesn't want anyone to go through the holidays in a house with no gas or no water. And so he makes sure he takes those past due bills and he pays them, because he said that when at one time in his life, he did not have enough money to pay his utility bill. And he and his family were cold on Christmas Day. So he has made this an every year event where he goes and makes sure that people do not have to have their water cut off or their gas cut off, so that they can enjoy the holidays. And this is the seventh year he's done it. And not only did he do it, they gave him a list. After we published this article that's in the Gulf Breeze News today, they gave him another list of people who needed to have their utilities paid. And he went over there and paid them again yesterday. So that's going to be in our issue on the 24th.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What a nice guy.
When I first moved here, they sold me on the Blue Angels and the beach and all of this stuff. But the thing I have told people again and again and again about this community is that what is always amazing about it, what is always, I mean, impressive to me, is the level of generosity and community support that we have here. It's just, I mean, these stories are outstanding, but they're so normal and they're so common here. And I just love that.
Yeah.
We got the, Soundgarden is coming to town, is what Sam Abel tells me, right? Soundgarden is going to be performing in Gulf Breeze. Is that right?
Well, it's going to be something like Sound in a Garden. It's actually going to be a musical instrument installation in Woodland Park in Gulf Breeze. There's a dedication happening this Saturday, and it is for in recognition and memorial of Savannah Deloach. She did get married right before she passed away. Her name is Savannah Deloach Maples. Most people in Gulf Breeze are going to know her from as Savannah Deloach, and her family, she grew up here, went through all the schools. Unfortunately, she, as a young woman, got pancreatic cancer. And it was devastating, of course, for everyone who knew and loved her. Anyway, they're going to have this memorial sound instrument, musical instrument, installed on Saturday in her memory. So that's going to be something really a nice way to remember her legacy.
I love it. And that whole park is going to get big renovations too, which is great. But it just caught my ear when Sam Abel described it as a sound garden was going to be installed, and I thought, well, that's cool. And it's this Saturday is going to be the dedication for it. The county commission is going to change their committee meeting. That's what most people think of as the agenda review, right? From Monday to Tuesday.
Yes, this is something that our county commissioner
Colton Wright
has decided to do. It was kind of a problem to have it on Monday. It's not convenient for the Gulf Breeze News, Colton, because we get a press on Tuesday. But
oops.
Everyone else has been inconvenienced for all these years, just trying to get things together on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to have a little bit of time to kind of review things and kind of, you know, think them through before they put them on the agenda. It will be a little bit more difficult for us. We hope those meetings, they have not set the time yet. I hope they will have them at 8 a.m. so that we could possibly cover them and get things in the paper before we go to press at 2 p.m. 2 p.m., Colton. 2 p.m. That doesn't give it much time. But that will be a change, yes.
Outstanding. We also have your annual edition of Look at the Funny Kids with Their Missing Teeth, right?
That is coming up. Yes, we have already gotten 66 snaggletooth smiles.
Oh, nice.
66, that's a record, that we are going to have in our paper next week on the 24th. And that is an early deadline because, of course, the holiday.
Right.
So that paper's going to be out on Wednesday, the 24th. The next one's also the same thing, the 31st. So we've got early deadlines in the next couple of issues. But we are so excited. Those kids just make Christmas so special for me because all they want for Christmas is their two front teeth, and they are so excited because when you're taking their picture, you're asking them about what they want for Christmas and what they're going to do with their families and how they're going to celebrate Hanukkah or whatever. It is so much fun. But we also have a big story, too, which is causing a lot of people to be interested in what's happening with the new Southside High School. And that is which neighborhoods will go to the new school.
Yeah.
And, of course, some people don't want to go to the new school. Some people do want to go to the new school. So there are three different options that they have submitted, the school board has submitted, and we have them on our website. Also, we have them in the paper. You can take a look at it. You can comment. If you have anything, that you'd like to submit to the school and let them know your preferences, I'm sure that they would like to hear from you. But there's also some areas that we think, why did those areas get excluded? Mm. Like alongside the sound side of Highway 98, they're going to go stay at Navarre High School, which seems odd. But I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. But we do have that in the paper this week as well.
Okay, pardon my ignorance, but do residents of Santa Rosa County not have the ability to opt to choose for a different high school?
Yes. They do, but they really have, that's just kind of a name only because the schools are so full.
Got it. Okay. If they're so full, you can only opt in if they have space. Okay. I got you. That makes perfect sense.
By the way, I did not tell you this on my list, but Winn-Dixie has decided, we have been notified, Winn-Dixie in the Tiger Point area will be closing in March and converting to an Aldi. And, again, half the people are sending up cheers and half the people are saying no. So but it is going to happen. We weren't sure because after Aldi bought Southeastern Grocers, some of the people from Southeastern Grocers went and bought a lot of the stores back. And we weren't sure if the one in Tiger Point was going to stay Winn-Dixie, but now we have been confirmed it will be converted to an Aldi.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, thanks for the good news. Merry Christmas. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Seriously, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has got traffic for us now. John?
Brought to you by ECUA, the Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No new accidents to report to you right now. Seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29, but our major ordeal right now is 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, going through Navarre Park, almost to Wind Haven. He's seeing about a 20-25 minute delay, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Calling all nonprofits. If you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27th. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, don't cry, Karen. Frosty's not gone for good. You see, he was made out of Christmas snow, and Christmas snow can never disappear completely.
James Brown, basically all the time, pretty much all the time. 8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. On Tuesday at the Chamber, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce luncheon dealing with legislative priorities, they had a lobbyist in who was kind of giving them the lay of the land for the session that's going to start in January. And then when he got asked about, well, what do you think is going to happen with the property tax proposals? He said, Michelle Salzman's in the audience. What would she like to say? She kind of explained the process. And, you know, first of all, one thing that's worth knowing is that if the House and the Senate both put forward with a 60% vote a proposal for a ballot amendment, it does not go to the governor. It goes directly to the ballot. So he has no say. So he's trying to intervene in this process because he knows he doesn't actually have any power in this process, which, I mean, it's understandable. He wants to shape it, and yet he doesn't have any power. The House has put forward 8, 4 advanced, 1 advanced, and never yet is anything going to be on the House floor just yet. The Senate has been, we're watching. We don't know what's going on. And she pointed out that the last time the Senate and the House had what she thought was an agreement, and then all of that didn't happen. So she says, we don't know what the Senate's going to do. We're just kind of working our process right now. But the key thing she said is that because historically, all of the amendments that the House and the Senate have put forward to the ballot have failed to meet that 60% threshold, it's got to pass 60% in each House. Then it also has to pass 60% on the ballot. And she says,
so I believe we made the threshold pretty high to pass an amendment on the Constitution, and that was intentional. The Constitution is a sacred document that should not be altered unless it's absolute. So my prediction is even if we have 2, 1, 3, or 5, none of them are going to pass. And that's that.
Because it's hard to pass. Also because she says, how are you going to get government employees, first responders, and the like to vote for an amendment which will dry up the funding for the counties and cities that employ them, meaning that they're never going to get pay raises again, was kind of her take on this. And, I mean, that's a fair question. You know, everybody assumes that we're going to all vote selfishly to, you know, reduce property taxes. Maybe not such a good assumption. We'll see. Oh, also, it's kind of an interesting observation she brought up about how there's this rule that you are not allowed to fundraise during legislative session. And because of that, and it being an election year, that's why, you know, in some years it's later, in some years it's earlier, like it's in March in odd years and it's in January in even years. That's because they want to end session early enough to let them go fundraise and campaign. But if the governor and the legislature are not in agreement about the things that are going on in the legislature, particularly property tax or anything else, well, then you can have extended or special session. And the longer that goes, the more of a problem that creates, particularly for Republican incumbents.
You predicted we might be here for a little while longer than normal. I do not foresee a whole bunch of special sessions. I don't foresee us being there too terribly long. But I can tell you that we are planning ahead of time. Like, we are doing all of our fundraisers now. We're hitting the ground running, trying to be prepared in the event that we run long, because as you all know, it is election season. We are 2 years and we have to run for re-election, and there's only one person in the panhandle that doesn't have to run again. Outside of that, we're all up for re-election. And so the idea is, if you want some dirty inside information, the question is, the governor knows that we have to run. And so does the opposition. The Democrats know we have to run. The people that are primarying us, which there will be a lot of them, in just about every county we predict, they know that we have to run for re-election. We are not allowed to fundraise when we are in session at all. We can't collect any money. So if we extend session, or if we get special sessions called, then we can't fundraise. So if we don't do it now, if we don't have the money now, we're not going to be able to raise it later, which puts the party in a huge conundrum. So that's why we're preparing now.
So if, for example, like, it won't affect Alex because he's not up for re-election. But let's say that we had, I don't know, some hypothetical governor that didn't like one of our state legislators. You can only imagine a world where this might be true. And let's imagine the governor thought, well, gosh, if I call a special session, then I disadvantage the incumbent who can't fundraise during that time, and somebody I might want to run as a primary against that person will have the ability to fundraise because they're not in session, because they're not elected. You can see how the whole concept of extended or special sessions could be manipulated to the disadvantage of incumbents that the governor doesn't want to see get reelected. That's what she's getting at. Very interesting observation. I mean, the two-month disadvantage is already real, let alone anything, you know, hinky that might be done in addition to that. So, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. Almost to the Navarre Beach Camping Resort area, we're seeing traffic back up. Maybe a 15-minute delay in that area, but traffic is moving very slowly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Details about events for America's 250th birthday have been unveiled by President Trump. He said
You mean the anniversary?
Yes, the anniversary.
I just laughed when he said that last night. It just made me laugh. It's such a funny mispronunciation.
The celebrations kick off at the Washington Monument, being illuminated with festive birthday lights to ring in the new year. Over the summer, the National Mall is going to hold the Great American State Fair, and apparently that'll have pavilions from all 50 states. Sounds kind of neat.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we will celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.
You have to prove your work. In my business, if you say something, you got to prove it. So anyway, go ahead, David.
Can I also just say you are the fastest person with a soundbite this side of the Mississippi, bar none. I'm telling you.
Okay, so I used to produce for a national show that I usually don't say the name of it, but I used to produce for somebody who used a lot of sound clips. I learned how to handle sound clips and make bumpers and intros and all that stuff from somebody who is, I mean, my God, he's a Jedi. He's amazing. Mike is his name. And you know, whatever you think I'm good at this at, oh my God, he's 10 times better. So I learned from the best, honestly. Go ahead.
Well, the Oscars apparently are headed to YouTube. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has now agreed to a multi-year deal to give YouTube the exclusive global rights to the Academy Awards. ABC currently has the rights to the telecast through 2028.
I think Julio had the best zinger on this. He said, "Way to show the importance of seeing movies on the big screen by moving the award ceremony to the smallest screen."
Right. And the last U.S. pennies to be minted are selling at auction, apparently for more than $16 million. Of course, production was halted this year. And last week, the pennies were sold at auction in 233 coin sets. All told, combined, they fetched over $16.7 million.
You know, it sounds insane, but the key to collectibles is scarcity, and this is a built-in, highly scarce commodity. So it doesn't surprise me all that much. There can be only one that owns it, or three, or whatever, you know? So it's kind of understandable. Crazy, but understandable. It's just economics. David, thank you so much for the update. Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, or you are retiring, or you have questions about Medicare or Medicaid, or what's the difference, you know, for a lot of you, you think, well, that's obvious. I know what that. Well, okay, but a lot of people don't. They're very similar sounding. I'll just tell you, for me, I was confused about that for a long time, or just hadn't learned it, you know? And that's the point. If you have questions about Advantage or supplement or prescription drugs, Ricky Stewart, she's a dear friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her family does all kinds of insurance-related things. She just does just this one part. She helps people get signed up and rolled onto Medicare and helps them manage their benefits and understand that she's there all year round. So, you know, if you use her as your service agent, then, you know, you can call her anytime and ask her questions, and lots of our listeners do. 341-2185, or look her up online, insured by Ricky, RICKI.com. Again, that's Ricky Stewart Insurance. All right, David will have your local news coming up next after Fox. Stick around.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump's pre-holiday address last night, saying he inherited a mess from President Biden and he's fixing it, just backed up by the Consumer Price Index for November. 2.7%, 0.4 less than expected. The president promising New Year's good tidings.
Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history.
The biggest tax refund season ever, military dividend bonuses, and aggressive housing reform to lower the cost of a new mortgage $3,000. The House goes home for the holidays after passing a Republican health care bill without Obamacare subsidies, the Senate unlikely to pass. No plea yet in court from Nick Reiner, charged in the murder of his parents, film director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle. The cause, multiple sharp force injuries. They were found in the master bedroom. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is cloudy right now. We've got 62 degrees, really comfortable morning out there today. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis' cabinet has approved $27.4 million to protect more than 21,000 acres of conservation and agricultural land across the state. And that money is going towards conservation easements on properties throughout the state. Here in Northwest Florida, it includes a 7,400-acre parcel in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. That land will act as a buffer for military installations and protect water quality in local watersheds. The protected areas also providing habitat for endangered species such as the gopher tortoise or swallow-tailed kites. State officials say the land purchases are part of a bigger effort to preserve Florida's natural landscapes, while also simultaneously supporting military readiness. Well, we learned earlier this week Citizens Property Insurance is planning to drop its rates by about 2% next year, but, well, that rate cut may not give homeowners in Santa Rosa County a break. Rates there are actually set to increase, at least on average, by about 5.5%, which could be about $200 for a policy. Citizens' rates in Escambia County rising about 0.2%, average increase of about $5 on policies. Still, some Northwest Florida homeowners could see those rate decreases. Statewide, Citizens was recommending an average 2.6% rate decrease. Now, the investigation continuing into the fire at an abandoned paint and body shop in Pensacola. A man's body was found inside the old Jones Paint and Body Shop on Cervantes and J Streets yesterday. Police say the building owner told them a family member had been staying in the shop, which did not have utilities hooked up to it. The victim has not been identified. The body has been sent to the medical examiner for an autopsy. Well, the search also continuing for that fourth suspect in Tuesday's stolen car incident in Escambia County. Three teenagers were arrested after their vehicle crashed near Truman Avenue on Tuesday. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office saying those suspects are responsible for multiple vehicle burglaries before they headed over to Pensacola. One of the arrested teens was armed with a handgun during the chase, which prompted a deputy to fire two shots. He was not hit. Deputies did say they recovered three firearms at the scene, including one that had been stolen earlier that morning. And again, that fourth suspect is still at large. Now, the whole incident prompting law enforcement to get this message out: lock your vehicles. Officials say the suspects were going around just trying door handles on unlocked vehicles and grabbing whatever was inside. Three people are in the hospital after a motorcycle crash yesterday. That happened at New Warrington Road and Martha Avenue. FHP says troopers are investigating and working to get more details on that. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on 98 eastbound around the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're experiencing about a 10-minute delay due to an earlier accident, but traffic is moving again, so that's great news. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at some wet weather as we head into your late morning and afternoon. 80% chance of some showers. Temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Tonight, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 62. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 43. Keeping some sunshine around for your Saturday, high near 67 degrees. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 63 degrees. We've got cloudy skies right now.
Attention job seekers. Career Source Escarosa invites you to the Buffalo Rock Pepsi hiring event for their new state-of-the-art facility in Santa Rosa County. This event offers an opportunity to learn about the company's expansion, explore available positions, and engage with leadership as they build a workforce to support advanced operations in the region. On-site interviews will be available today from 4 until 6:30 at their new facility, 4994 Innovation Lane in Milton. Your next career move starts here.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
And your money now. It's 8:36 here at News Radio 92.3. Markets at the opening bell today are up pretty substantially. About 0.6% up for the Dow at 48,168 right now. S&P up just under 1% at 67,81.61. NASDAQ up to nearly 300 points, 1.25% at 22,985. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, we are down just a bit, 4.116%. Gold is down 43,6860. Silver down 66 cents at 66.23. And Bitcoin is up just over 2,100 at 88.99. We did have a new report out showing inflation cooled last month. The consumer price index rose by an annualized rate of 2.7 last month. That was against expectations of 3.1%. October's number not calculated due to the government shutdown. And President Trump touting the progress of America during his first year back in office during last night's address. Trump taking aim, of course, at the Biden administration while highlighting an economy that he said is trending upwards that during his primetime speech from the White House. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant with ADX Communications, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, Santa, it's easier to come through a front door than down a chimney.
Hi, this is Kevin King, operations manager here at Kent Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5. I hope you have a warm and safe Christmas time. Thank you for your support of our radio stations in 2025, and I hope you have a great 2026.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. Christmas is in a week. Don't mean to scare you.
What?
But I want to ask you an honest question, and I want you to give me an honest answer. Generally speaking, as a Christmas gift, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a gift, whatever the person decides to buy for you? Would you rather have a gift card to a retailer or restaurant of your choosing? Would you rather have cash? Or would you rather have, and I'm adding this in as a category late to the party, food? Because sometimes people, you know, give the gift of cooking for you, right? You know, which is a, it's kind of a gift, but it's not a gift. It's kind of, you know, right? Okay, so 437-1620. Generally speaking, do you want people, you know, if just people in your life that are going to give you things, do you want them to give you a gift, whatever that might be, you know, their best chance to show that they know you, or to show that they don't know you real well? Because remember, you know, that's what gifts do. They either show that you know a person, or they show that they really, you thought they knew you, but they really don't. Because that's the peril and the beauty of gifts, right? Is it's a demonstration that you, somebody doesn't know you as much as you had hoped they did. Anyway, so not to make it all deep.
That was really deep.
But bad gifts, I mean, that's what bad gifts are. Bad gifts reveal that, oh, you don't really know me at all. Oh, this is worse than I thought. Okay, number two is a gift card to some particular place. Cash, which is, or like a Visa gift card, you know, something that you can use anywhere. Or would you rather have like something made for you, basically, instead of bought for you? Like food is a very common one. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, what do you prefer? Like, and you know, like you probably want your significant other to give you a gift.
Right.
You know, and I don't know, the relatives are often the question, right? You know, the aunt, the uncle, the niece or nephew or kid or whatever, you know. Do you want cash? You want gift card? You want a gift? You want food? You want food.
Well, I'm accepting donations.
Yeah, right. What do you like?
I would say gift.
Really?
Just because of the sheer fact, like you said.
It's inconvenient for them and you like that idea?
Well, that, but it's also, did they put thought into it?
Okay.
Did they actually come up with an idea instead of me suggesting something? Mm-hmm. Did they come up with that idea on their own because they know me? And that's the,
it to is, me, it is a demonstration that they do or they don't know
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's rich inside stuff that,
of course, it's also if they do poorly, it's pain.
Well, then we talk. Yeah.
It's isolation.
Yeah.
It's,
I'd be like, next
sadness.
Year, next year, let me give you hints.
I thought we were friends. And
I know.
Turns out that friendship goes one way. Okay. David, since Meg is not here, again, I'll let David participate since I know he wants to get in on this. David, 437-1620. Text me at that number. Yesterday, I made the comment because I always say text me 437-1620, and somebody literally texted me 437.
You know.
Good job. Well done. That's funny. Okay, so David, do you want a gift? Do you want a gift card? Do you want money? Or do you want something made or cooked or whatever?
I'm going to say the food.
You like the food?
I like the idea of the food because if it's the food, then I won't feel nearly as bad if I completely forgot to get them anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't feel the obligation to cook back for them.
Well, no, I would cook back, but I'm just saying... We've all been there, right? Somebody hands you a gift, and you know, I completely forgot.
And what I've got is
food. I'm not
going to
feel as bad.
I love you so much.
And that's always me because I forget to do my shopping until Christmas Eve is when I'm going to go. You know?
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. 437-1620.
Andrew.
Okay.
Andrew, what is your answer to the question?
Let me preface this by saying, I am a picky, snarky, critical, difficult, obnoxious person.
Well, we knew that. I mean, come on. Give us something new.
There's none of that that's a surprise to anybody. And so, for me, I would rather have a gift card or money. Because let's just say that gift giving is a skill not everybody's the greatest at. Now, I've gotten great gifts from people. But I told you I'd ask you an honest question. I want an honest answer.
You got it.
Okay. Not, you know how they say it's the thought that counts?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lie. It's the gift that counts. And
no, it's the
no, it's not.
Thought that was put into it.
Yeah, but a bad gift shows that not enough good thought was put into it.
Or maybe
I mean, that's
just...
the point. Because they put just enough thought into it to... I mean, Well, you should, if you really wanted to be accurate, what you should say is it's the willingness to give you something that counts. And that's true. But if it's a thought that counts and it's a bad gift, it means you didn't think it through real good.
I'm taking yours back. I can already see it now. John.
No, thanks. I have your last year's. I have yours on my car. It's the, mm-hmm. the Cardinals plate.
Oh, so, yeah. We've got something lined up for you tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay,
because right, you're leaving.
I know. Okay, so for me, and I love like gift cards to restaurants. I love to eat. You know,
that'd have been easier. Money, I wish you would have told me that earlier.
And food, generally, I eat all the food, you know, so fine. I am always internally conflicted when somebody gives me a gift that is not a gift I really enjoy, because then you're forced to decide honesty or politeness. And I hate having to make that choice.
No, boy.
Okay. I do, because like, I don't want to lie, and politeness is lying, right? It's pretending you like a thing that you don't really like. And I don't believe in lying. I also don't believe in being a jerk most of the time, except what I get paid for.
Most of the time.
So I'll give you an example. Okay?
Please do. Please.
People who have had time in academia or teaching or just like ideas and information always have lots of books. I was raised in a family with lots of books. I have lots of books. I have a lot. I have far fewer books than I used to have. I mean, I used to have thousands of books, and now I probably only have like 1,000 books.
Lots of pictures?
Yeah, no, not okay. that. But so people who know that you like ideas will often buy you a book. Well, a book is a burden. I already have books I want to read that I don't read. Now you're giving me this book that I didn't want in the first place. I sometimes turn people's books down. They try to give me books. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to read it. Just save your money. Now, that's not if they've gone and bought me a book. That's different. But
And thought about it and picked
but
it out.
But that's the point. The worst thing to give a book person is a book, because if they wanted it, they would have bought it most likely. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. You see the
Mr.
problem.
Mr. Grinch.
I know. Absolutely. My heart is two sizes too small. We'll get to your text in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, back to rolling action.
I hope everybody doesn't think like Andrew. Everybody thinks like I do. They just don't say it out loud. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Let's see here. Back to accident-free right now, but we do have a traffic light out at Nine Mile Road and Klondike Road. So just be aware of that. But other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens, and don't think like that. It's your traffic on the fives. I'm still thinking about that.
Good. Hey, if you need to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Oh, man, they do. Really, like cars that are a year to three, maybe 4 years young, you'll be the second owner, maybe the third owner. Okay, but a lot of times you're like a car, like our car, the Honda Odyssey that we bought from them. It was a lease. It came back to the dealership after a year in Orlando. They couldn't sell it. They had a 90-day policy. They put it up for auction. Frontier went down and bought it, and then it was available for us at a smoking price. I mean, it was a great price that we got on a one-year-old mint condition Honda Odyssey that was exactly the color and the trim package that we wanted, and it was a great price. So we've been happy. And, you know, the thing that they do differently, aside from just having a great car, which is true, and all in one place, a lot of different variety, which is true, is they treat you in such a way that you want to come back. Because they want you to come back. You know, a lot of times you just kind of have that icky feeling after leaving a used car dealer place because you just, that you felt like they were, you know, sketchy or sleazy or try to take advantage of you. Not how they do it at Frontier, because they want you to feel so good that you want to come back, to feel like they're your safe space for buying a car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, and by the way, they have the best gift. I won't ruin it for you, but when you buy a car, you get something, and it's awesome. Anyway, 437-1620, that is the phone number today. Do you want a gift card, a cash? I just no article needed cash, or food or something homemade. Somebody says, cash or gift cards is just an objective way to show who loves each other more. I give you 100 and you gave me 50. Okay. Somebody says, travel or experience. I know it's not on the list. Oh, that no, but that's an interesting one. You know, that's interesting. The gift of their choosing for exactly how you described it. You get to weed out the bad ones. So you like the idea that the gift might suck, because that tells you, okay, I learned. So it's a test. Wait, it's a test.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. All my life, I never realized how it might be a test.
Didn't study for this one, buddy.
Dang it. And all the women are like, duh, dude. Anyway. All right. A gift card for restaurants because I typically eat at home and it's nice to go out. The gift of retirement. I like that. Well,
that's a beautiful gift.
Let's see. Bob says a practical gift from someone. My mom always got us as seen on TV gifts, some of which were okay. All right. That's interesting. Yeah. And sometimes, like, for example, like, I have a very full kitchen and somebody will try to offer me a kitchen gadget. Well, I don't have anywhere to put that. I got no space for that.
Put it somewhere. You can use it eventually.
I don't need it. It's just clutter. I already have to get rid of stuff periodically. This is what I'm talking about. It's just it is hard to give the modern, semi-affluent resident of a capitalist nation gifts because typically we just go buy what we want. That's the problem. You know, in the old days, here's your salt. Thank you. I needed some. You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, eventually you will.
Okay. 437-1620. My love language is gifts. If you just tolerate me, then give me cash. See what they're saying? And gifts are a love language for a lot of people. I want the same category gift from each person that I usually get, and some of those may be food. Oh, there you go. That's a happy person. Somebody's about to get diabetes as a gift. And it shows a picture of a bunch of confections. That's awesome. Somebody says, that's kind of selfish, Andrew. Maybe it's a bad thought to you, but the person that brought the gift had to, the person that bought the gift to give to you thought it would be a good fit for you. Right.
I know.
Right.
I know.
But that's what makes it kind of painful
tomorrow.
Is if they
we'll see tomorrow.
Did poorly. Somebody says, gift cards require no care or thought. Food is care and not about the receiving. No gift for you, Scrooge. Well, so it goes. All you have to say when getting a crappy gift is thank you. It was so nice of you for thinking of me. And there is absolutely the truth in that. That's where you go for the politeness and kindness. Lottery tickets can either be great or terrible. Okay.
Yeah, true.
Somebody says, I absolutely hate gifts. I'd rather spend quality time with you. Oh, that's a love language thing. You know the five love languages? Oh, we don't ever talk about this.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
Gary Chapman wrote this great book called The Five Love Languages, and it's all about paying currency to other people to show them that you love them in what they understand as love as opposed to in what you think of as love. The problem is everybody tends to pay in the currency you receive or you respond to instead of paying in the currency they want. He identified five in the book. There was, quality time, which is, you know, spending time. There's words of affirmation, which is praise, encouragement. There's physical touch. You know, it doesn't have to be sexual, but it can be, obviously. That's one kind of love. Acts of service and gifts are the five. You know, so doing something to serve somebody, giving them a gift, spending time with them, saying nice things to them, or, you know, touching them. Those are the ways. And the problem is, am I doing a seminar on this right now? I feel like I am. Here we go. The problem in relationships a lot of times is people have incompatible gifting styles or love languages. And so what happens when you're first dating is you pay in all five. And so you're going to get everybody because, you know, you do all this stuff. And then over time, you kind of dwindle down to paying in your primary currency. So, like, say the husband tends to pay because he likes to be touched. So he pays in touch. And the wife.
This sounds kind of weird.
No, but it's true. She tends to pay in acts of service. And she responds to acts of service. So he's touching her and she doesn't feel loved. And she's not serving her. Because that's not how he expresses love. And she is not touching him, so he doesn't feel loved, because that's not how she expresses love. And she is serving him, which he doesn't care about. So they're paying past each other. You know, she's spending rubles, and he wants Deutschmarks, and neither one of them have anything in the end. That is a real problem that a lot of people deal with. So you have to learn to figure out what the other person's love language is and pay them in the currency they'll understand. That's love. That's sacrifice of what you care about for what they care about. Okay, seminar done. It's a great book, by the way. Don't give it to me. I already have it. I already own it. 437-1620. Let's see. Andrew wants the Rock'em Sock'em robots for Christmas.
Yes, he does.
That's a nice callback to a previous conversation. All right. 853 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, cranky, grouchy, whatever you want to call me. I don't care. I try to tell you, what have I told you before? I will never say something I don't believe. I will often not say the things I do believe. And then once in a while, I share one with you that might be a little painful to think about. But that, by the way, this is why bad gifts are such a challenge. Precisely because they show that you don't understand the person. And it shows the other person that they're not understood. That's you know, I mean, that's big, risky stuff. All right, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they do a great job of this. Man, they sold, back in the height of the market, they were selling well over 200 homes. I think it was 230 one year. And then when the kind of the market slowed down 2 years ago, they sold 175. She and her folks last year is 165. So that's still 3 to 4 weeks. That is still a lot of closings. Okay, that's a, I mean, you know, most realtors would be pretty happy to sell like a home a month. You know what I mean? Or two a month for sure. But selling, you know, 3 to 4 weeks is pretty good. Well, this year she's back. They're back up. It's up to 180, and then plus that because she said that she had about 16 between a month ago when I talked to her in the end of the year when, you know, they're going to have more closings. Almost 200. 30% up in a down year is amazing. Why? They do all the little things. They do all the things you're supposed to do. They have experience. They have success. Success breeds experience and wisdom in how to do these things effectively, and that's why they get the results they get. So call her and ask her. You know, Andrew says you're awesome. Why? Tell me. Show me. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay, so we're back to that. Let's see here. We've got an accident.
Every single one of those phrases was a stalling.
I know, because the computer wasn't working.
I love it.
Just one accident, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Point Park Road right now. But other than that, we are looking good. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Penair Credit Union's high yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Penair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, the Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on the Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
Merry Christmas, baby!
That's my Christmas gift to my boss. Because we don't play enough Bruce Springsteen to make Mary Hoxing happy. But that's my Christmas gift to her. See? Because she'll appreciate that. Oh, she's rocking. Of course, that's the anti-Christmas gift, too, because she doesn't like to be talked about on the radio. You know, we've ever had her on the radio one time.
I know.
Which was amazing.
I can't believe we
ever managed to get her on the radio. Because she just, it's funny. She owns a radio station. She does not ever want to be on the radio. But some people don't like to be the center of attention. Just like me, I hate to be the center of attention.
Really? Sorry, my bad. Did that come out?
437-1620. Oh, my goodness. No, I don't have time to do it. Oh, man. I don't have time to do anything now. Not that. No time for that. The Attorney General has mentioned Pensacola again in relation to the drag show. You know, he's calling out Pensacola. We're watching you, Pensacola. Okay, you know, there's actually other places in Florida where this drag show is performing. Have you mentioned them at all? Targeted them at all? Talked about them at all? Sir? Sir? Oh, I had a really good conversation yesterday with Pastor Johnson, James Johnson. His podcast, it comes out tomorrow. We spent like 80 minutes talking and talking about the drag queen Christmas. So that should be interesting. So I'll tell you when I have a link for it. I'll share it on Facebook so you can go listen to it if you want to for yourself. It was a really, really good conversation with people who disagree with each other. Stream.